In the New Testament, the Christian scriptures, the title that is most often applied to Jesus is Rabbi, Rabbi, a teacher. Jesus always taught us to think and act for yourself. How often he says, your faith has cured you. And how often he asks, what do you want? What do you want? Have you ever been shopping and not knowing what you want? It may be a happy experience for you, but for whoever goes with you, it may be the most frustrating thing. Usually the victim's the husband. What do you want in life? Intention matters. You should always have a good intention and try to do things not because there's a reward, but because it makes you and the world better. Sometimes we do things just to show off. There's a story about a rabbi and a doctor, as there usually is. And the doctor says to the rabbi, you know what, rabbi? I often see people for free because they're poor and they can't afford care. And the rabbi thought and goes, I do that too. And the doctor went on trying to even better himself. But you know, when they need medication, I give them medication for free so they can get better. And the rabbi said, I do that too. And finally the doctor says, but I do surgery for free. I don't charge them, I just charge the hospital so they can become healthier. And the rabbi says, I do that too. And the doctor says, rabbi, with all due respect, you don't see patients, you don't give medicine, and you certainly don't do surgeries. And the rabbi goes, oh, no, I say nice things about myself also. We like to paint a beautiful picture, and we often are protected from reality by that. We don't see ourselves as we are, but we try to be better. There was Blaise Pascal, was a Catholic French scientist, mathematician, physicist, who in his posthumous work called Pensée, his thoughts, said that Christians wager with their life. And it's a good wager, because you have a 50-50 chance of being right. And if there is a God, you lived a beautiful life, maybe gave up some time, but you were rewarded with eternal happiness. If there is a God, if there is no God, either way, you win, because you will live a good life. I don't agree absolutely with his wager, but I do agree with this fact. The goal of the Christian life is not to be rewarded sometime in the future. Because a good life lived well is full of pleasure and happiness and joy. And when suffering and pain come in the picture, I do it for the sake of becoming a better person. I know how to handle pain and suffering in as much as I try to avoid it. I don't practice religion because I'm taking a chance with my life, or because I will be rewarded in the future, but because I love people now. I love my life now. And I see the results in my life by the way I live now. COVID-19 is sort of making us think how important we are to one another. But imagine if someone told you there's a cure for COVID-19 on the table over there. Will that cure you? Absolutely not, if you don't take it. It's a simple process in religion that is often avoided. Religion, like science, like any form of human knowledge, does you no good until you do something about it. God does not save us if we don't want to be saved. In the book of Exodus, The Jews were in slavery for years. And what did God say? Poof, you're out of slavery? He says, no. Follow Moses. Exit. There's an exit sign out of these doors here all over the United States. If there's a fire in the building, you have to exit the building. Nothing will do you any good unless you use it, unless you put it into your life, unless it becomes part of who you are. If you don't act, nothing will happen. And this is a point of contention which I often make. Lazy religion is like lazy science. It comes up with stupid answers and stupid results. But science and religion that actually does experiments and sees what is best for me and for others comes up with a good life, with good cures, and with good results. God's gospel, Jesus' preaching, is an invitation to act, not an invitation to sit and do nothing. Slava Isusu Christu.